Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is the cross for the Jews and the Greeks. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The Cross for the Jews and the Greeks by Emma Danzi. Luke 23 verse 26 says, "And when they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, as he was coming in from the country, and placed him the cross to carry behind Jesus." Have you ever heard of the man who carried Jesus's cross? Here in Luke 23, tucked away in verse 26, is the mention of a man who could easily get lost in the text. However, when we look at the significance of this moment, we will find ourselves in awe of what God is trying to tell us. This moment is also told in Matthew 27 verse 32 and Mark 15 verse 21. If just looking at these three passages, we miss that at the start, Jesus himself was carrying his own cross. John 19 verses 16 through 17 says, "So he then handed him over to them to be crucified. They took Jesus, therefore, and he went out, carrying his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha." So who is Simon of Cyrene, and why is it such an important encounter? "And when they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, and he was coming in from the country." Could you imagine being a foreigner in a different country and being pulled from a crowd to carry a cross for a brutal execution? What we know of Cyrene is that it is in Shahat, near modern-day Libya, Africa. It was one of the most major of the five Greek cities. If you were to map Cyrene to Jerusalem, where Jesus was crucified, it would be around 1,124 miles away. So Simon of Cyrene was a long way from home. We do not know why. We do not know his story. We just know that this is where he is from and that he has two sons mentioned, Alexander and Rufus. The Jews decided to pick on a foreigner and place the burden of the cross on his shoulders to carry. It can be assumed that Jesus was very worn out from being beaten and mocked to where he was not moving fast enough, and the people became impatient. So they pulled in Simon, or that maybe there was some genuine pity on Christ in his struggles. Whatever the reason, Simon, a Greek, Gentile, was carrying the cross of Jesus and placed on him the cross to carry behind Jesus. Can you imagine carrying the cross behind the man who was about to save the world? Think about how Simon must have felt or what thoughts were going through his mind. He was pulled into this mess of a scene of a crowd crucifying an innocent man. He was forced to carry a heavy cross up to Golgotha. He was probably thinking, "Why me?" We do not have any other context provided other than this. So we wonder, did he talk with Jesus? Had he heard of him before? Did he know that Jesus claimed to be God? As I read this passage, I had a sweet realization. Not only are we too called to pick up our crosses and follow Jesus, but suddenly the encounter seemed very intentional to me. As we ponder Romans 10 verse 12, which says, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him." I became amazed thinking about how Jesus, a Jew, first carried the cross, and then Simon, a Greek, carried the cross. It is as if Christ was visually representing that his sacrifice was not only for the Jewish people, but for the Greeks, all nations, and anyone who calls on his name to be saved. Intersecting faith and life. How does knowing that Jesus came for all people encourage you in your life today? Who does it inspire you to pray for and or share your faith with? In what areas is Christ asking you to pick up your cross and follow him? Further reading, Luke 14, verse 27, Romans 10, verse 12, Galatians 3, verse 28.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your gene size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compare To You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compare To You is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.